The Bert Show.
And here's who we're looking at today, okay? If you are single and you, I don't want to use the word desperate. You just feel like you've tried everything. Like you've gone online, you've gone on the single dates, you've gone on the group dates, and nothing has worked for you. We want to shake it up a little bit.
Friend of mine calls it exhausting your social circles. Like if you have exhausted your social circles with date opportunities, then this may be for you.
That's a great way to put it. Because like I said before, I mean, I think that I forget who said it, but the definition of his insanity is expecting different results if you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. So let's try something totally and completely out of the box here.
Okay.
And I think it's going to work with women. I'm just a little bit nervous about finding.
Okay. No, stop being negative.
Okay.
It is Friday.
You're putting bad energy out
there. This is for guys and for girls.
This is for both.
You believe in the stuff.
I believe in destiny. I do.
Yes.
So here is the premise on the Bert Show's Leap of Faith.
Mm-hmm.
Is that if you're single and you want to go out on a date this weekend, give us a call right now. Okay. Here's the phone number. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. We are going to let destiny take over.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to pick up one phone line.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get our woman, okay, that wants to go out this week. And then I'm not going to pre-screen the calls or anything, and we're just going to pick up a dude also.
Okay.
The two of you are going to agree to go out 10 minutes this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. We'll set it up off the air of where you're going to go. It'll be a very public place, so there's nothing to be afraid of, and there's no danger involved.
Right.
10 minutes. And our hope here is that destiny takes over. Like, there's a woman in her car right now listening, and she's single, and she's listening, and she just called us. And there's a dude mm-hmm. that's in his car or whatever, and he's listening right now at the exact same time. And if destiny works properly, then he's supposed to call up and she's supposed to call up at the same time, and we're supposed to be the agents to put them together.
Correct. And they're both in their cars right now thinking, should I call or should I not? You know what? Why not? What can it hurt? 10 minutes this weekend.
I know a lot of you guys don't believe in the whole destiny thing, but think of the story. If it does work out,
yes,
that it was supposed to happen this way. Like,
mm-hmm,
we came up with this idea a couple of days ago. So in the definition of destiny, we came up with it a couple of days ago. It was supposed to happen at this very time for you two people that are listening right now to call in and get through, luckily, at the exact same time. It's totally destiny taking over.
Yeah, and we're going to take credit for introducing you if you get married.
Of
exactly.
Course.
So. It's like Sleepless in Seattle, but better.
Right.
Well, remember when she listened to him on the radio,
right?
And the little kid, and
but at
the
least
got together, and it was awesome.
In that case, though, like, she was listening to the boy on the radio, and she sort of had some kind of point of reference. Right here, we're saying, look, we're not going to put you on for a minute for like a pre-interview. We're just hoping, boom, we put the two of you guys together, and it works out.
Total leap of faith.
Total leap of faith. And we're not asking you for a whole day. We're not asking you for an hour. We're saying meet for 10 minutes. Stick and move. Because
cup of coffee, have a smoothie. You can be on your way after 10 minutes.
Generally, I think we are all in agreement that you pretty much know in the first 3 minutes.
Yes.
As a general statement, if this is going to be somebody that you're attracted to.
And then if you're on the date with them and after that, it's just you looking at your watch. It's just like takes forever for this to get done because you'd rather be somewhere else. That's why we're only requiring 10 minutes.
That's it. 10 minutes for destiny to take over. Okay. All right. I'm just going to pick one up.
Do it.
All right.
Do it, Bert.
What?
Weren't we going to give age parameters?
Oh, yeah. Talk about that. I forgot about that.
Well, we were hoping that if we gave some sort of age bracket, that maybe the leap of, like, people would be more willing to take a leap of faith. Because I said, you know, if I were single, I'd be like willing to do this. But if it were going to be another guy in his 30s, you know, maybe for Wendy, if it would be another guy in his 20s, you know what I'm saying? So we wanted to give it an age limit so that we didn't have somebody who was like 65 going out with somebody who was 21.
Right.
So we wanted to give it like a little bit of age parameter so that it was a little bit more comfortable for people to call, right?
And because my memory is so crappy now, what was that age parameter we were going with this week?
Like 20s. If you're in your
20s. If you're in your 20s or early 30s? Or just going?
Let's just say 20s.
Just 20s.
Let's just say 20s.
All right. So you got to be in your
20s. 21.
What?
Start at 21.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Just 21 to 29.
Yes.
Somewhere in your 20s. All right. 1-877-588-BERT. 1-877-588-2378. So let's let the calls come in because some people probably calling now. We're not in their 20s. So those are going away. And it's going to take a couple of seconds here.
This would be really cool if it works out.
Really, really cool.
Born in your 20s or in your 20s, born in May. I'm 15.
I've got one woman locked in right now.
Okay.
I don't want to put her on because if there are dudes calling, I don't want them to hear what she has to say.
Right.
I just want to put the two of them on together. This will be the very first sort of semi-awkward conversation they have, and they will both agree to go out this weekend.
Okay. I mean, somebody's lives are about to change.
One.
Hopefully for the better.
877-588-BERT. B-E-R-T. 1-877-588-2378.
You're still waiting on the dudes?
I got a woman locked in. She's ready to go.
Okay.
But this was going to be my fear, that dudes would not be into this.
Why?
What? They're thinking about it. They're just reluctant to call. But if it's...
Because they need to see the product before they try it out.
Or they at least need to hear a voice. Because I don't think, as a general rule, dudes will give this kind of leap of faith. They don't believe in destiny as much as women do.
Mm. Guys, come on. Be willing to take a leap of faith. 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Okay. Got him, I think.
Okay.
All right.
All right. This is it. We got a couple. So I'm just gonna pick it up.
Sure.
I don't know about this. Good morning, Bert Show. Who is this?
Hey, my name is Mel.
Mel, how old are you?
29.
Hold on.
Perfect.
Don't go anywhere. Andrea.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you? How old are you?
I'm 29.
29 years old.
There we go.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
Okay,
that's
same
good.
Age?
I don't want you guys to give us too much information about the two of you yet. In fact, I'm just going to put you on hold.
No, we don't want to know anything about you.
We don't want you two to know anything right. about each other before you go out for 10 minutes this weekend.
Right.
Is that cool?
Cool, yeah.
All right, so what we're agreeing to here is that at some point this weekend, we will sort of act as the ambassador between the two of you guys.
Right.
You will meet for 10 minutes. I mean, if you decide it's 5 minutes, that's fine also. But we're going to hope that destiny takes over, you guys meet, and there's some chemistry there, and this was supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll check back in with you on Monday and learn more about you and see how it went.
Does that sound cool for y'all?
Yeah, that's fine.
Andrea, you're cool with that?
Sure.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
She doesn't seem quite as confident.
Shoot.
Yeah.
We're just going to let him happen.
We'll see what happens.
So now we'll just let destiny take over.
Leap of faith.
She did seem a little more excited. But she's the one that called. We didn't call her.
Exactly.
Yeah, she sounded really hesitant.
She volunteered.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Leap of faith.
We'll see what happens on Monday morning.
Oh, boy.
You don't know. Now, destiny works in weird ways, though. So let's say they go out this weekend, and it doesn't work out great, but we put them both on Monday morning, and we talk to Andrea and we talk to Mel. There could be somebody listening on Monday that was really supposed to be the destiny that goes, you know what, I'll go out with that Mel guy.
Okay.
Or I'll go out with Andrea. And those are the two that were supposed to be together. We don't know.
Yeah. But let's see if these two work. Yeah. Let's see
if these
two work.
But it could be these two. All right.
I mean, if our first one works, this is going to become a benchmark.
I think if this one works, we never do it again.
Good point.
One and out, man.
Really good point.
The Bert Show. The Bert Show.
This one, we've gone through some freaky, freaky stories on The Bert Show over the years, man. Some pretty unbelievable stories.
I'm interested to hear the details on this one because I just can't imagine how it got to this stage where there's a wedding happening.
Mm-hmm.
If this one holds true, man, this is really out there. We're going to put him on the voice disguiser and we're going to give him a fake name. His name is Jeremy. Good morning. Okay. You are on The Bert Show. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? I've been teasing these guys all morning long with your story because reading the email for the first time, it's like, how do you end up in a place like this?
Yeah, well, you know, it's definitely like you said, it's out of Jerry Springer, and if I wasn't living it, I wouldn't believe it either. So, but it's true, and it's tough, you know.
All right, I think this is one of these stories where we should probably just be quiet and let you tell us the entire history, and then when you're done with it, because this is going to twist and turn in a whole bunch of different directions. Then once you're done, I think that we'll bombard you with questions. Okay.
Okay, but I mean, really, it's you know, not as complicated. So this guy and I, we dated for about a whole year, my last year in medical school. I went to medical school here at Emory. And so in 2008, when I graduated from medical school, I placed in a residency program at UCLA. And so, you know, we just weren't up for a long-term distance relationship. It was, you know, just a college relationship, whatever. So we broke it off. I went to UCLA. I've been there for the past 2 years, you know, doing my residency. And so, you know, it just, it went on like that. And for, you know, around the same time I moved out to LA, my sister was just getting out of a fairly ugly divorce, and she moved back in with my parents. So, you know, she was here, and then about, you know, what, like 6 months after I moved out to LA, you know, I start hearing from my mom when I would call to check in that my sister had met a great guy, all of that, but it was never anything specific like that. And around January of this year, you know, my sister gives me a call. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm getting married. I want you to come in and, you know, and be here for my wedding, all of that. So I got 2 weeks vacation off from, you know, my residency program, which is already really, really tough to get vacation time off. And I got here last week. And the night I got here, we went to my sister's house, who she's now living with, a guy. And when I walked in, I realized it was the guy that I had dated that whole last year of medical school. And I was just so shocked. It was like one of those things where you see in the movies where you just, you can't even fathom that happening. So there's like, my mouth wouldn't work, nothing would work. And the guy just said, you know, hey, nice to meet you, all of this. He pretended he didn't know me. And I, for some reason, just went along with it. And then after like the most horrible, you cannot imagine how horrible that dinner was. I didn't know what to do. So at the end, you know, when we were all saying bye, my mom was helping my sister with the dishes, all of that, I got, you know, the guy in the hallway, and he was just like, you look good, but I'm into chicks now. And so that was what he said. And he said, you know, don't ruin this for me. I really love your sister. And, you know, so, you know, my parents and I, we left. And since then, I've, like, dug into the whole thing. And apparently, you know, he's dating my sister. He's been dating my sister. They met at a coffee shop. And, you know, they're getting married. And my niece, my sister's daughter, she really loves him and, you know, has even started calling him dad. So and they're getting married tomorrow.
Oh, wow. No.
You talk about like coincidence of all coincidences and small world stories of small world stories.
So do you believe that this is a gay man? I mean, fully 100%? Or do you feel like he really is now heterosexual?
I mean, he was definitely a gay man when we dated. So I honestly, I don't believe that he could ever be straight, that he could all of a sudden just say, I'm heterosexual now.
Are you out to your family?
I am not. That's the biggest problem.
Oh, right. Wow. Yeah. So you're really painted in a tight corner here. Let me give the phone number out. 1-877-588-BERT, which is B-E-R-T. 1-877-588-2378. So, yeah, you are painted in a very tight corner here because you can't say anything to your parents. Does your sister know that you're gay?
No. No one knows.
So nobody knows. So nobody. I guess that answered my question. Your parents never met this guy when you guys were dating.
No. I mean, I went to Georgia Tech undergrad. I lived in the dorms there. I went to Emory. I lived in the dorms there. And, you know, it was always my dad would ask me, you know, are you dating someone? I was like, no, I'm putting my studies, you know, ahead of everything. So, you know, I managed to keep, you know, the conversation at bay there. And they no one in my family knows.
And what about this guy? Was he also always closeted?
No.
Really?
So
no,
other people know that he dated men?
Well, I mean, unless he quit his circle of friends and all of that, I mean, people should know.
Was he out to his family?
No. At least not that I knew. When we were dating back in 08, no.
Yeah, because that's different. The reason I keep asking about the family is because if you're not out to your family, you have your tight circle of friends that know, but he can always change his circle of friends now that he's dating or going to marry your sister.
I mean, the stakes are so...
That was 2 years ago? You said 08?
Yeah, we dated in 08.
So you dated 2 years ago, and now... And so he knew the whole time he was dating your sister that you were her brother.
He says he didn't.
But how couldn't he?
I mean, we do have the same last name. I'm sure my sister has pictures of me with her and me with my niece. So, I mean, I don't believe the fact that he says that he didn't know that she was my sister.
So your hands are really tied going into the weekend. Either, I mean, this is really a game of all or nothing here, because if you go to warn your sister, then you've got to come out the day before she gets married, which is going to set off this chain reaction with your entire family, or you keep it to yourself and you allow her to marry a guy that you believe is still gay. I don't even know what to do.
It's not, I mean, there's no good answer, because, I mean, you're going to lose. It's like you're going to lose your relationship with your family either way, because.
Because
I can't imagine it. In your position, I wouldn't have anything to do. I would be as separated from that situation as possible if my brother was going to marry my ex-girlfriend.
Wow.
Then I couldn't have a relationship with them.
Here is here is Nikki with some advice. Nikki, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, Burt, guys, he's got to tell her. He has got to tell her. It's going to break everyone's heart. It's breaking my heart just listening to this story, but he's got to tell her. He'll never forgive himself. Mm.
Have you had any thoughts about that, Jeremy, going into the weekend, that this is going to be the weekend that you're going to sit your parents down to sort of protect your sister, or where's your head at right now?
I honestly don't know. Well, when I came out here, because I'm actually in LA, I'm dating, you know, a colleague of mine, and it's getting serious. So I had already thought about coming out to just my parents. I thought once my sister was out on her honeymoon, all of that, I would tell my parents. However, now it's my entire family is here for a wedding. I mean, I have my grandparents, I have my aunts, my uncles.
But still, this is your sister. Are you going to let your sister marry a gay man? She has no idea. And you're going to let your niece have a new stepfather who is not straight.
Who's going to be on the down low for the rest of their relationship. All right, let me put you on hold here for a second, because the phone lines are lit up with people that want to give you advice.
God, the magnitude of this.
This one's a powder keg right here. Jeremy, thanks for sharing it with us. Let me put you on hold for a second, okay?
All right.
All right, so if you're just tuning into the Burt Show this morning, you got Jeremy here, who dated a dude back in college, which was only 2 years ago. They break up, and then his former lover starts dating Jeremy's sister. The relationship has progressed so much now that they're engaged, and they're supposed to be married this weekend. Mm. The tight corner that Jeremy's in here is he's not out to anybody in the family. So she's about to marry his former lover, and he's got this secret. So does he reveal it to the sister? Does he keep it to himself? Does he go to the parents? What does he do?
The Burt Show. The Burt Show.
We have been spending a goodly amount of time with Jeremy here, and his story is amazing. It's amazing.
It's tragic.
You want to go ahead and give us the rundown?
I think it's tragic. Jeremy was dating a guy in medical school, and then Jeremy got a residency on the West Coast. So he and his boyfriend decided not to stay together because they couldn't do the long-distance relationship, so they broke up. Jeremy went out to the West Coast to do his residency. Then he got a call, you know, over time. This is 2 years ago, so over the course of the past 2 years, he's gotten calls from his parents saying, oh, your sister's met a new guy and she's so in love and this is so exciting, and then learned that they progressed to where they're engaged and they're going to get married this weekend. So Jeremy's like, okay, well, I'll get some vacation time. When you're in residency, it's hard to do that. He finally did. He's home. And when he first met his sister's fiance, sure enough, it was that ex-boyfriend from medical school.
Surprise!
Yay! Thing is, Jeremy is not out to his family, and neither is this ex-boyfriend out to his family. And then when they finally got to have a chance to have a private conversation, Jeremy and the ex-boyfriend told him, look, don't ruin this for me.
So Jeremy's hands really are very tied here going into the weekend. She's getting married tomorrow, y'all. Yeah. Tomorrow. So Jeremy, before I go back to the phones and I take some calls for you, as it stands right now, what is your plan of action going into the weekend?
I'm not sure at all. I mean, the way it was just summarized right now, it makes it sound so horrible. Like, I don't know what to do. And, I mean, what if this guy is actually straight now? I mean, I don't, in my heart, like, I don't believe that's possible at all.
Jeremy, I just want to ask really quickly. We haven't talked about your ages. I'm just curious, if you don't mind, how old you are and how old the ex-boyfriend is, or at least a range.
I'm 28 right now, and my ex-boyfriend, he should be 30 now, because he was 2 years older than me.
Your future brother-in-law is how old?
30.
He's 30.
Future brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. I made love to my future brother-in-law. Damn.
Yeah. No, that's the life of living. That's the life of living in the closet, unfortunately. Right.
Now, you think his story is unbelievable. Amy says that this has happened to her family twice.
Okay. What?
How is that possible? Hey, Amy, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. What's up?
I'm just calling in to tell him he has to tell his family. This has happened twice in our family. Not the same situation, but two family members of mine on each side, my mom and my dad, women have married gay men, and they've stayed in the closet for 18 and 25 years, respectively, had children, and it's absolutely devastating when they split up and come out to the family. It is horrifying. He has to tell them, if for no other reason, he has to save his family from the devastation later on. They come out eventually, and I'm sorry, you know, I had a gay brother. It's gay. there's no two ways about it. If he has been in a sexual relationship with another man, that urge is not going to change. And if he lets his sister marry this man with a daughter, with a niece, it's going to be devastating, not only for his parents and his sister, but that little girl. Oh, my gosh, I cannot even imagine.
So you're saying that Jeremy should sacrifice the secret for the good of the family, for the good of his sister?
I do, because the devastation later on is going to be horrifying.
Give him
I've seen it happen.
Give him a snapshot of what that might look like in 20 years. If the same thing happens to Jeremy's sister, what does that look like within his family?
Well, I can tell you that one of my aunts that it happened to, her son was a junior in high school, and his world was turned upside down. He has been in therapy for almost 10 years, dealing with all of this, finding out that his father was not the man he thought he was. And, you know, it's shaken our entire family. We're a family of missionaries. So, I mean, this was horrifying for us on that level as well. But to see the drama that unfolds with the children, it has turned his world upside down. He's not sure he'll ever be able to get married because of the trust issue.
Mm-hmm.
But what if Jeremy comes out with the secret to his family? Let's say that's just the situation that happens, and then this guy denies the entire thing and being gay. I mean, then what are you supposed to do? Then Jeremy's out, and he doesn't really want to be out, shares a secret with his family that he didn't want to share, and this guy denies it. They still get married. Then what is he supposed to do then?
Boy, that's a good angle on it also. So if you do come out, and he turns around, and he says, what are you talking about, dude?
Yeah, and that's been my biggest fear, you know, that that'll happen. And just like the caller said, I mean, my family is Mormon as well. So, I did the whole mission thing. I've been through all of that. And I know that if I come out, my mother might be okay with it in the long run, but I know my father would never speak to me ever again.
I mean, it's like the perfect storm of bad timing, because she's getting married and you don't want to take away from her day, but you've got this bombshell, man, and I have no idea how you should handle it.
Here's the other thing, too. Didn't you say your sister went through a pretty devastating divorce already?
She did, yes.
So if you don't tell her, she'll go through two of them.
I just don't see how he can tell.
Because listen to this, Wendy. Like, let's just say, it certainly sounds inevitable that she gets married to this guy, and maybe he sticks around for 15 years or whatever, maybe. But he's having sex with other dudes probably on the side, and the relationship breaks up. How does Jeremy live with that guilt for 15, 20, or for the rest of his life for not telling?
Well, let me stand up for Jeremy, because I know we're all concerned about everybody else. The listener's concerned about everybody else, the straight members of the family. Well, let's talk about the gay members of this family. The reason that he's in this position is because his family is not has not given him the message that they are accepting of him. Let's also talk about the family of his ex-boyfriend, who have not given him the message that they are accepting of him. So this is the residual effects of people not accepting other people. But I do think that Jeremy, I do think you have to have a conversation with your sister, because I think that honesty is always where the answer is in any case, whether you're gay or straight. And I think that he's already cheated on her with another guy. He's going to cheat on her with other guys. And you know this, because a 30-year-old man who was in a relationship for a year with a man, and the only reason they broke up is because you moved away, is gay. He's not straight. So I think that you do have to protect your sister, but let's also not forget about Jeremy and what Jeremy's going to have to go through, because Jeremy's about to have to lose his entire family because of the manipulation of his ex-boyfriend.
Damn.
So I'm sorry for your whole family, but Jeremy, I'm most sorry for you and that you have been put in this position, because all the things I just mentioned are not your fault, but you're the one that has to make this decision.
Melissa, you speak so emotionally about this, it's almost like you are gay.
Yeah, I am. And this is life. Mm-hmm. This is the life. And so, you know, I think that people just really need to rethink, you know, that yes, it's dramatic. Yes, this is Jerry Springer, but this is the real world.
Really?
And I just really am frustrated that people are shocked that the two aren't related, that people who are, you know, and then it makes me mad the fact that both families that talk about the religious side of their families. Well, yeah, you know, I'm so tired of religion being the reason people hate each other. So I just, Jeremy, I feel really bad for you, but I really think you've got to be honest.
Here's Anne. She wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Anne, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Basically, I feel that he needs to say something because I'm the wife of an offspring of my father-in-law passed away from HIV and AIDS, and that's how the family found out about that. And it's been 21 years this month, and it's still an issue with my husband and his sister, and then now my kids, of what to tell them. And somebody could have told my mother-in-law about it and decided not to, and it's been 21 years of secrecy and then still trying to deal with it. And he needs to tell, because sooner or later he will come out. The brother-in-law will come out, and it will go on for generations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling. There's a lot to chew on here. Aisha, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Yes, good morning. I totally agree with all the other callers. I 100% agree with Melissa. Jeremy needs to just, like, first off, accept himself. So go ahead and tell your family however that's going to turn out, or maybe not the whole family, but definitely sit and talk to your sister and let her know whether she accepts what you have to say or not, whether the ex-boyfriend downplays it. At least it's not on your conscience when it all blows up, because it's going to blow up. Like you said, he is a 30-something-year-old man who was in a gay relationship who is gay, and now he's trying to be heterosexual, I guess, to prove that he's not gay, but it's just not going to work out in the long run. It's going to jack up his niece. It's going to definitely devastate his sister, and it'll be on his conscience that he never tried to warn her.
Because his ex-boyfriend probably got pressure from his family. Yeah, you're almost 30, and you're not married yet? I mean... Yeah, Jeremy, I think that Wendy is absolutely right. I think your ex-boyfriend's going to deny the whole thing. And I think that it's very possible that your sister will still marry him. But if you're honest with her and you at least put it out there, you've done your part. And again, it's a shame that you're the one that's going to feel the repercussions immediately. But I think the truth is exactly what you have to convey.
Let's play this out for just one second, okay? So Jeremy takes his sister aside, tells her exactly what's up. Initially, she doesn't believe him.
Mm-hmm.
What would his motivation be to say this to? If I'm the sister and I'm trying to think logically about it, what would my brother's motivation be to break this up? Why would he lie about something like that?
I mean, there is no motivation for him. There's no. Jeremy doesn't get anything in return for doing that. Mm-hmm. But people. You never know what people are going to do when they react and they become protective of something, you know, or if she's just dead set on marrying him. And the fact that she's going to go to him and he's going to deny the whole thing. And I don't know. It's not going to be pretty.
Well, think about it from the other way around. Okay, so you don't say anything. You just keep it to yourself. You let your sister get married. And a year, 2 years from now, he comes out to her and says, oh, yeah, by the way, your brother knew the whole time.
Yeah.
I dated your brother for a year in 2008.
He would.
So he'll manipulate it and make it your fault. 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 10 years from now. Like, he has that information that you all dated, so he can use that against you eventually anyway.
Man, you are in such a tight corner here, man. I do not envy you at all.
But, I mean, because if, like you guys say, and I tell my sister, I mean, we have 80 people here who are ready for the wedding tomorrow.
Doesn't matter.
And,
honey.
I mean, if I come out to my sister, the first thing she's going to do is tell my parents. Just because, and if she goes to the guy's going to deny it, and they end up getting married anyway. So, I lose my whole family. I mean, my whole family, I will have to get a hotel until my flight next Thursday and then lose my whole family, who all of them are here for this wedding. And my sister still got married.
That's the likely scenario.
Anything, and I've lost all contact with my whole family.
It almost sounds like the sad truth of it, listening to you guys, sounds like that inevitably is going to happen. So is it going to happen tomorrow and you jump on the grenade and you save your sister? Or does it happen in a year? Or does it happen in 2 years? But it sounds like, in listening to you and Melissa, that's inevitable.
And I think that one of our callers that called in, I think she makes a great point. You've got to accept yourself at first. And I know, I mean, this is the reality of being gay and the reality of that you have to go into these situations knowing you're going to lose everybody. And so many people tell me, oh, Melissa, you're so lucky and that's so great. I did not know when I came out that I was going to have a family that was accepting of me. The thing is, I couldn't lie anymore. I cannot lie anymore. I cannot be that person. So you have to decide that for yourself. And I know it sucks. And I'm angry at your ex-boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I'm angry at your family for creating this scenario. But you've got to be honest. And again, truth is where it is. You've got to be honest. And, you know, I'm not one of those people that outs everybody myself, because that's not my job. But everybody that's in the closet that's listening, I mean, eventually you're going to have to come out, because you will never be happy until you do. You will never be 100% free, 100% happy until you do. I am happy. I'm a happy woman because I'm honest. And if people don't like me, then they don't like me honestly. It's not, they're not liking me on a lie. So I can respect them not liking me, because at least you know why you're not liking me, you know? Mm-hmm. So I agree with Jen too. I mean, it's going to blow up somehow. And better for you to be honest with your sister and say, I didn't know till I got here, than for him to throw you under the bus in the future.
Hey, Jeremy, there's no need for me to take any more calls or get you any more advice, because about 95% of it is basically all the same advice, and that's, you got to do something about that today, man.
You got to talk to your sister, honey.
So if that's what you were looking for, and you were looking for some guidance from the Burt Show community, it's pretty black and white.
Yeah, I guess. But when... Talk to her today, or...
Yes. Definitely. It can't be on wedding day. It has to be today. It has to be in 10 minutes.
As soon as possible.
Yeah. Now. There's not going to be a good time. It doesn't matter if it's 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, or tomorrow morning. This is not going to be great.
I think you shouldn't think about it anymore. I think you should hang up and dial her phone number.
Or go see her.
Something to do in person, maybe?
Yes,
you think?
Well, just to say, I need to talk to you today.
Yeah. I need an hour starting at noon. Right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, that's what I had in mind. But now, I mean, hearing all of the possibilities of how it's going to work out, I'm even more freaked out. And, you know,
You know what the right thing to do is? You do it, and then, you know what? Email me. There's plenty of gay people here in Atlanta to take you out for a drink.
That's true.
When this is said and done. If you got to get that hotel and your family's not going to talk to you, there's plenty of people that will.
You're going to need more than a drink, Jeremy. Hey, can we check back with you on Monday morning? Because I think a whole bunch of our Burt Show listeners are going to be very invested in your story, and we'd like to see how you handled it.
Yeah, that'd be fine. You know, if I'm in tears on Monday morning, you would know why.
Yes.
And you'll I'm sure, be embraced.
Yeah, we'll take you out for a drink.
All right, Jeremy, we'll be thinking about you this weekend, man. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks, guys,
I'm
for
so
all your
sorry.
Help.
All right, good luck this weekend. Situation that has no possibility of, like, hey, thanks so much for telling me that. Wow, I really appreciate that.
Or your parents saying, oh, I'm so sorry we made you feel like you couldn't tell us before, you know?
That ain't gonna happen, right? No. So we'll check back with Jeremy on Monday morning.
Hey, The Burt Show. The Burt Show.
All right, let me get to this list that I have been trying to get to for a couple of days now, because I found this, and I hope this is all really accurate. You just never know online if what you're reading is accurate. But this is a list of the best times to save on everything, they say. Cool. And I have put it up online at theburtshow.com. But I didn't realize that based on the time and the day that you go ahead and you make your purchase, you can save a ton of cash. Mm-hmm. Let me give you some for instances. According to this article, if you want to buy a hotel room, the best time to book a room is at 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay.
Really?
Let me write this
down. Says CBS News travel editor Peter Bleep Bleep Blue. he gives you some instruction also. Call the hotel's local direct line, not the 800 number. The 800 number will connect you to a clearinghouse that books rooms for hundreds of locations. The people who answer those phones don't have the power to give you a better deal. All right, so that's instruction number one. And then number two, it says, don't ask to speak with reservations. That's only going to get you routed back through the 800 number clearinghouse. Instead, ask to speak to the manager on duty. He has the authority to negotiate rates.
That's nice. Great.
Okay. I didn't know that.
So even when you get the manager on duty on the phone at 4 o'clock on a Sunday, and he says the rate is $300 a night,
yes.
You can say, would you give it to me for $250?
I think the exact phrase I've heard before is that you have to use, is that the best rate that you have?
Is that the best rate you can give me?
Is the key phrase from what I understand.
Okay, that's
okay,
good to
but
know.
The 1-800 numbers, they're not going to do nearly as good for you as the manager that's on duty.
Okay.
All right, according to this article, the best times to save on everything... Air travel. The perfect time to shop for a cheap airfare is 3 p.m. Eastern time on a Tuesday. Ooh. Monday nights when the major airlines announce sales. This triggers other airlines to try to match those sales on Tuesday. All this takes a few hours to get through the system, which is why 3 p.m. is when the most cheap seats are available.
Okay.
And I know if you're looking to book tickets using miles, like if you belong, you have a mileage thing, then the best time to do that is after midnight in the main city of the airline, because that's when miles tickets expire if people are holding them.
Oh, really? Oh.
So if you are booking a ticket, like if you're to a popular destination, like, I don't know, Hawaii over Christmas, and you book that, people are holding that, and they cancel it, they fall out of the system, freeing up that seat for you to use it at midnight.
Gotcha.
Well, that's good to know.
This says, when are the cheapest days and times to fly? Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday generally tend to be less expensive since fewer business people fly on these days and more seats are available. And the cheapest time to fly is the first flight of the day. People don't want to get up early. They don't want to hassle with it. So generally, you can get some seats for cheap there. Groceries. You can save a ton of cash on groceries if you know the exact time and day to do it. Most markets don't view Sunday or even Monday as the start of the week. For them, Wednesday is the first day of the sales week. So that's the day they'll discount the previous week's goods, particularly meat and poultry, where you can save as much as 75%.
That's great.
That's awesome.
And then there's also those people who do the crazy couponing. Have you guys heard of these folks that go nuts with the coupons and then they save all the coupons and then they go in on like triple coupon day and they get the rebates and this and that and the other thing where they're getting like $150 worth of groceries for like $6.
Yes. I've seen those people highlighted on TV before and it's crazy.
Wish I could be like that.
So cool.
Electronics. If you're looking for a good deal on a flat screen TV, Jeff, you're going to want to listen for this. Or a Blu-ray player or MP3 player or other electronics. And you don't mind last year's model, that eliminates Jeff.
Yeah.
Shop between April and the end of the summer and save up to 30% or more.
That's right now.
That's right now. And they say retailers flood the International Consumer Electronics Show in January to get a glimpse of new products and place their orders, which they'll start to receive in April. So they start the mad dash to clear their warehouses and shelves to make room for the newest models.
Gotcha.
That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
And again, all this is kind of complicated, so I'm going to post it online at thebertshow.com. Dinner out. How can you save a ton of money on dinner out? Go on a Tuesday. That's the day restaurants are least crowded and large chains offer the best deals, like Kids Eat Free and Two for Tuesdays, to lure customers. Says here's another reason to hold off till Tuesday. Most restaurants don't receive deliveries on Saturdays and Sundays. Food deliveries start early in the week, which means food served on Tuesdays is fresher.
Huh. Okay.
Didn't know that. Mondays, as far as buying pants go, and they don't give reasons for this, but here, if you're looking for pants, Monday is the day. They say the average sale is about 48% off on Mondays. And you can get sunglasses for some reason on Mondays also. The average discount rate is 55%. Tuesdays are about guys, men's apparel. You can generally save about 42% on guys' apparel on Mondays. Thursdays, if you want a handbag, you can save about 36% off on handbags. And again, it doesn't list the reasons for these last ones, but the facts are the facts.
Cool.
Fridays, jewelry, belts, and scarves, on average, you can save about 42%. And on Sundays, they say, is the best day to buy swimsuits, where you can save about 52%.
On Sunday.
On Sundays. Okay. All right.
Have you guys also heard of those, like, Groupon or, like, mm-hmm. Living Social websites where mm-hmm. they do a big yeah. deal, and if enough people sign up for it, then everybody gets it?
I have mm-hmm. not heard that.
Groupon, it's kind of like a power. Scout Mob.
Yeah, Scout Mob. It's like the power of numbers. That's a big way you can save money, too.
Get it. The Bird Show.